Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and worship you and thank you and ask you to bless the word as it goes out today. Father, as we teach your word today and tell people what the word says and what is required for us to walk in the anointing, I ask you to reveal yourself to us in a mighty way as we read and study the scriptures. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless it. Amen. Now, we've been talking about how to walk in the anointing. A lot of people have asked me this question over the years, and I certainly didn't do it for many, many years of my life. But when I began to read this book in detail, I learned there is many things you have to do to walk where you can get your prayers answered and get them answered significantly and see God do great and mighty things. And I've been going over these the last few days. Well, here's another requirement. And this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 33. It says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners." So to walk in the anointing, you got to be careful who you're around. You got to be careful with your speech. You got to watch what you say. You got to be very cautious of the people you're around. Because so many people use so much slang language, and even bad language, and even profanity, you have to cleanse and purify yourself from all that stuff. You cannot be around that. You can't listen to it on radio. You can't listen to it on television. Because the Word of God says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." And verse 34 says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame." Now, he's true right there. A lot of the church has no knowledge that we are to awake to righteousness and sin not. It appears, they think, because we're supposedly under grace, that means we have a license to sin. We can just go out and do anything we want to do. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, you've heard some people say, once saved, always saved. So if I made Jesus Lord of my life, I can go out and live like the devil if I want to. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says when you become a born-again Christian, you are to sin not. Now, if you are a born-again Christian and you continue to live in sin, I guarantee the devil will be released upon you and you will have more troubles than you know what to do with. Now, if you want to have all kinds of sickness and disease and everything else, just go there. You can have it, but it's not the Lord's will for that to happen. He says in 1 Corinthians 15:34, we are to awake to righteousness and sin not. Now, this is just one of many, many places in the Word of God where it says we are not to sin. But it says, for some have not the knowledge of God. In other words, the knowledge of God is to wake to righteousness and sin not. And the sad thing about it is here, since people don't have this knowledge of God, and Paul said, I speak this to your shame. Now, then, it's so unfortunate that so many people in the church either do not read their Bible, they don't go to church enough, or they may even have a pastor that does not believe that we have to walk holy and in righteousness, and so they may not teach it. And some of them may teach that a little bit of sin's okay. But that's not what the Word of God says. So you need to get a hold of the fact that if you want to do what God says, He says we are to take care of ourselves and do not have nothing to do with evil communications, because it will corrupt good people or good manners. And then we are to awake to righteousness and sin not. Now then, if you want to walk in God's anointing, you will have to do what He says. And let me tell you, getting your prayers answered is lots of fun. I love to see the Lord do the mighty miracles of healing and restoration and deliverance that He does when I pray for people. So my goal is to walk holy before Him all the time. So praise the Lord. Let's go on to another verse here. Okay, now we're going to move over here to John 15. And we're going to start with verse 12. Now, this is a commandment. This is what the Word of God said. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, this is not if you want to love someone. This is a command from God that you love someone. In fact, you're to love all people. Does that mean you have to like them? There's a big difference between liking people and loving them. Now, you can love people and treat them with respect, but you don't have to like some of the things they do. When they do things that are wrong or evil, you are not supposed to like evil. So if people are doing evil things, no, you don't have to like those things that they do, but you have to love the person. That means you got to be kind and good to them, regardless of what they do. But the Lord didn't ask you to love them if they were good and lovely people. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." So he gave us an example. Then we go down to verse 17. "These things I command you, that you love one another." In other words, the Lord knows that love is the greatest part of this. If you don't love, nothing works. You can't have faith. You can't see great miracles. You can't see great answers to prayer. You may get a few little prayers answered, but you won't ever get any great big things done if you don't walk in love. And it's not an option. He commanded us to love one another. Isn't that a shame that he has to command us to love each other? But that's what he did in John 15, 12, and 17. "I command you that you love one another." Now then we're going to go over to Psalms 119, and we're going to read verses 10 and 11. It says, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." Now, this is something you need to do if you want to walk in God's anointing and see him do great and wonderful things. You can't just seek him with part of your heart. He says here in his word, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." And then the next verse, 11, this is something else you most definitely have to do if you want to walk in God's anointing. "Your words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Now, the only way that you can learn how not to sin against God is to hide his word in your heart. Now, once you read this book and this owner's manual and begin to study it in detail, you'll see what the Lord likes and what he does not like. And then when you see what he likes, and that's worship and praise and loving him and studying his word and putting him first in everything you do, you will start doing that. And after you put him first and you start making sure that you're loving him with your whole heart, and then you'll start not only just studying his word, but you will hide his word in your heart. And that means you're learning it, you're memorizing it, and you put it in your heart so that you will not sin against the Lord. Because you don't want to sin against God. It breaks his heart, and it cuts off your power with him. So these are some more of the things you need to do if you want to walk in God's anointing. But it's worth the price, I will say. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's step over to Galatians chapter 5, and let's see a little bit about what he says how we're to walk. Get a little bit of an idea. It says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself." This word love crops up real often when you start studying God's word. But he tells us, he said, "But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed or destroyed one of another." So, if you allow the devil to get in here and start you getting on a point where you bite and devour one another, I guarantee you will not be able to walk in God's anointing. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. How do you do that? You make sure, first of all, you're filled with the Holy Spirit every day. You ask the Father in Jesus' name to fill you to overflowing with the Holy Ghost every day. Then he says that, "If you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. In other words, it is a very difficult thing to walk in this, because you got these two items, the flesh and the spirit, that are warring against each other all the time. But the Word of God says in verse 18, but if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. In other words, if you are led by the Spirit and you're walking by the Spirit or in the Spirit, you are not under the law. The law has absolutely no hold on you. In verse 19, he says, now the works of the flesh are made known are these. Now he's going to tell you how you can tell where you're walking, whether you're walking being controlled by the Spirit or by the flesh. And this is the walk. These are the two walks, and this is where you can tell if you're going to get your prayers answered or not, because these are the works of the flesh. Now, if you walk here, you will not be able to get your prayers answered. If you walk in the flesh, the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, or all kinds of wickedness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations or jealousies, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty tough, isn't it? But that's what the Word says. So if you're living in those things, you're not being led by the Spirit. You're being led by the flesh. And if you continue to live in those things, the Word of God says you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now then, verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit. So this is how you can tell if you're led by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. Now if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another and envying one another. In other words, what he's trying to say there, walk in the Spirit and walk in love. And if you do, you won't have to worry about all those other things. You will not walk in the world if you're walking and being led by the Spirit of God. Come to the end of another day. I'd like to send you free and postpaid teachings, audio, videos, CDs, DVDs. All you need to do is call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can see where we're going to be speaking. You can see many of our audio and video teachings. We'll be happy to send them to you. You can order them right on the web. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.